Welcome back to Let's Talk and Pillow Talk, where your mind can rest, your heart can breathe, and your spirit can finally ease into the night. I'm your favorite bestie with the mic, Destiny Shanae. Like your tea goddess, your midnight companion, your guide through softness and surrender. Well, tonight we're talking about something pretty heavy. But you know what? I may say that a lot. But it's heavy. I think it is. It's also sacred. And something most of us avoid until the weight becomes unbearable. Or we're forced to. Letting go. I know a lot of us know about that, and I know a lot of us know how hard it is. You know, there's a lot about letting go that's complicated. Not because you're weak, but because holding on has been breaking you quietly. That's why you have to let go. Remember last week we discussed why you're so tired all the time? To remind our listeners, the ones that are new here tonight, last week we discussed being emotionally, mentally, and spiritually tired. Go back and listen to why you're so tired all the time. And also welcome to the new listeners. Thank you so much. But of course, before we get started, I thought pairing some tea, like always, but I thought tonight's tea should be Moonlight Harmony. That's chamomile plus lavender. It's a tomorrow blend crafted with chamomile for emotional release. And lavender, of course, is for peace, clarity, and quiet softness. Chamomile loosens what your heart has been gripping. Lavender slows the mind that won't stop replaying old stories. So this tea is for endings you didn't want, for apologies you never received, for chapters God closed before you were ready. Amen to that, and thank you, God. Thank you for closing those chapters. So let this sip be your permission to loosen your jaw and clench your heart and prepare for the release that's long overdue. So, you know, I'm doing a show on transparency versus like honesty later on. So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna jump into this vulnerable moment. Yeah. Letting go isn't loud. It doesn't always come with a dramatic goodbye either. Sometimes it's a quiet moment at 2 a.m. where you finally whisper to yourself, I can't carry this anymore. I can't take this anymore. I will not take this anymore. I had one of those moments a while back. I had one of those moments where I realized I wasn't holding on to the person. I was holding on to the hope, the potential. To me, the version of them that actually never made it to me or became. And that's when it hit me. I wasn't losing them. I was losing the illusion. It was the illusion that I created because they did not give me that illusion. Looking back at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was sitting up and thinking about this, it woke me up in the middle of the night. that this was to let go of this particular thing, guys. It was so hard. It was so hard. But letting go showed me how much space pain takes up and how much peace was waning the moment I released it. I felt so light. I felt so good. I actually ended up going back to bed at 4:30 and I slept until 1:30 in the afternoon. And the only reason I woke up is because my kids came in the room different times, different kids, making sure that I was good, you know. One of my children was like, hey, you wasn't moving. I had to touch you. And when I touched you, then you moved. And then the other one was like, yeah. Because, of course, I wake up to both of them looking at me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Get out of here. And they're like, yeah, we was just making sure you're straight because it's going on 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I did not make it to work that day. I don't even remember falling back asleep, number one. But I do remember letting go. Okay, so listen. Letting go is not a loss. It's actually a liberation. At least for me, it was. It's the truth nobody says out loud, right? Let's talk about that. You're not tired because you don't care. You're tired because you've been caring alone. I love the famous phrase, I can't care about you more than you can care about yourself. I shouldn't care about you more than you care about yourself. I lost myself caring about people more than they cared about their self. I'll never do that again. Trust me, guys. You've been holding on to the relationship that ended months ago. You know this. You. Yep. I am talking to you. You know that relationship is done. Let it go. What about the job that drained you? If you can, let it go. That apology that may never come, that apology that's not coming, stop waiting on an apology from anybody. The only apology you should be accepting is the one from yourself. Let go of the version of you that survived but didn't thrive. Let me say that again. Let go of the version of you that survived but didn't thrive. Put that under your pillow. Understand when I say this, yes, you survived. You're breathing. You're looking at yourself in the mirror right now. You're playing with it on your phone or you're picking in your fingernails, listening to this, right? You survived, but you're not thriving. Let that part go. The guilt from the decision that you were forced to make. Why be guilty when somebody else forced your hand? You're in a relationship, it didn't work because they're cheating, they're lying. Then why are you feeling guilty for leaving that person? They did it. Let it go. The dreams you outgrew, dream more dreams. Plain and simple. Stop holding on to that dream of being a painter when you was 17 because you took the best art class in your life. Then you went to college and took one art class and never finished it. But you have all this painting stuff and you're so, so good at drawing. People ask you to draw stuff for their birthdays. People ask you to paint your little picture. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Guys, I don't even have any children of that age, so I have no clue about the Frozen movie. I just know that part of the song. I don't know anything about Frozen. Let go of the pain you normalized because you didn't know better. That's a tough one, because even for myself, man, letting go of the pain you normalized because you didn't know better. You know, hit me up, DM me, because I want to know what y'all think about that last one. And let me say it again. You've been holding on to the pain you normalized because you didn't know better. And let me just say this, as a mother, I'm guilty of that. Alone as a human being, I'm guilty of that, but definitely as a mother. I just had this conversation yesterday. For all of you that are holding on to your parents, not teaching you stocks, not teaching you this, not teaching you that, you know what? Your parents probably don't know themselves. You cannot hold a person accountable for something they actually did not know. And I don't even accept I don't know from an adult, from a person after the age of 4, because you know why you did what you did. But what this is saying is you didn't know how to be an architect. And that was your dream when you was a kid. You didn't know any better from months ago. Now you do. Accountability. But that's not what we're talking about here, right? Letting go is not about forgetting. It's about freeing your emotional real estate. This is your emotions. You're holding on to something that another person totally, possibly even forgot about or cared about in the first place. Let it go. When you do let go, excuse me, it creates space for aligned, loved, healthier connections, mental quietness, spiritual clarity, and most importantly, your next level. And let me tell you this gently. Keeping people, memories, or situations past their expiration date is emotional self-sabotage. Keeping people, memories, situations past their expiration date is emotional self-sabotage. Put that under your pillow and sleep on it. Expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. Fashion, movies, people, memories, situations, damn sure situationships. But guys, come on now. Be better for yourself. Stop that emotional self-sabotaging. If the expiration date has passed, let it go. Because those people, I assure you, are not thinking about it as much as you are. I said that earlier, right? That was good. You deserve a life that isn't suffocating you. You deserve love that doesn't drain you. And most definitely, you deserve peace that doesn't require sacrifice. I refuse to sacrifice my peace. And yes, it may have taken me 48 years to know that, but I don't sacrifice that at all. No matter who you are, no matter what, doesn't matter. I do not sacrifice my peace. And let me tell you, I have been the healthiest that I have been. All of this that I'm talking about, guys, yes, we're talking about mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but also being healthy. Letting go allows you to be healthy. Y'all know the number one killer is what? Stress. So let's jump into this little bedside coaching, all right? This is going to be an easy good one. What you're going to do for this one is you're going to lay your burdens here, okay? Come lay your burdens here for a moment. Right on this pillow between us. Are you laying down? Are you nice and cozy? No covers for this. We are getting rid of your burdens, okay? So don't cover yourself up. Ready? If your heart feels heavy, if your chest feels tight, if the tears are pushing forward, it's okay. Letting go starts with telling the truth. I'm hurting. I'm tired. I'm done trying to fix what doesn't want to be whole. I'm ready to release this. I'm ready to release this. I choose peace, even if closure never comes. Now put your hand over your heart. You feel it beating? That's life trying to love you. You're not alone in this release. I am right here with you, softly, slowly, breathing you back into yourself. I release everything that does not serve the best interest of my heart. I release everything that does not serve the best interest of my heart. Man, that feels so good. You guys need to hear that again. Rewind that. Run it back. Because man, that felt so, so, so good. So again, guys, we are creating space for aligned love, healthier connections, mental quietness, spiritual clarity, and of course, your next level. Tell me about something that you have tried to let go, and it's so hard to let go. Because trust me, we all have them, and I know we do. But this is your moment right here to understand letting go, it's not failure. Letting go is not disappointment. Letting go is not anything negative. You're letting go because it doesn't serve a purpose any longer. Let it go. So we have a pillow talk convention. I know we haven't had one of those in so long, guys, but we have one, and this comes from Mark in Wichita Falls. Thank you, Mark. I met Mark. I was down in Wichita Falls for work a couple of weeks, maybe 2 months ago. And I was actually recording at this park. Yes, I know I love the park up there. They have just amazing, I don't even know what it is. It's, I guess, a lake. I don't know. I guess I probably should have got the name of it because I always talk about it. But anyway, I was recording and Mark came up to me. He said, of course, this was after I finished recording, and he was like, hey, I was eavesdropping and I got a story to tell you. And I never knew where I was going to put Mark's story. So I think this is a good one of letting go. it's kind of deep, you know, but man, miracles do happen. So this is Mark's story out of Wichita Falls. You might want to get your tissues ready. I don't know. And, you know, maybe you may pull on your heartstrings. Mark was pretty much about to lose everything. Typical story, family, house, car, everything. And he lost it. Not only did he lose it, he actually gave it up. He said that he had to let go to rebuild himself. And what he meant by rebuilding himself, to him, it meant every single thing. He did let his family go. He didn't fight the divorce. He gave the wife the kids and did everything. Gave her the car, gave her the place to stay. He did everything. He even sold some of the things that he had in order to give money to, like money right away. Mark had nothing. He left for a day. His ex-wife called and said he can stay in the garage. Mark said he stayed in the garage for 3 days and then he was completely homeless. He stayed under the bridge. He said working at a car wash, but he wasn't getting paid like top dollar. He was just pretty much their washing machine. He would grab the towels and he would just go and wash them in a bin and like the old fashioned way. Long story short, Mark ended up owning that car wash. The owner, which passed away abruptly, did not know that he had put a will together, or Mark did not know that the owner had put a will together and gave Mark the car wash. Mark wasn't even an assistant. Mark wasn't even a true worker there. He got paid under the table, but one thing in the will, or I guess the little business paperwork, one thing he did say was Mark was there before everybody. Mark was there after everybody. Mark made sure all the women that worked there got to their prospective cars. Mark pretty much owned the place as far as like the outside, like taking care of the outside. He said he came in one day, his window was fixed. There was a back storeroom window broke. It was boarded up. Mark fixed it. Asked him where he got the glass from, and he said, "Junkyard. I just walk around, man, and I found a perfect thing." He said, "I took the measurements the day before." He goes, "I actually been looking for it for a week now, but I finally found one." And he said he just started noticing little things was a little bit better. Even things on the inside started. The display case. He said first the display case was over there where everybody sat waiting for their cars to get clean, but it was not closer to the front door or where you pay for everything. So Mark just moved a lot of different things around, just made it more practical. And he said he noticed that he started actually seeing more money coming into the car wash. Finishing up my story, he did pass away abruptly, and he left Mark the whole entire business. He had hired a team, because Mark didn't use a team, but he had hired somebody to show Mark about the car wash business. I stopped Mark at that time and I said, "Well, what did you do in reality?" And what he said was, "I used to break businesses apart. When they were ready to sell them, I would sell certain businesses." Never heard of that, but only in movies. Anyway, that was pretty interesting. I'll talk to him a little bit more about that part. And he said from that point, he bought that, well, he got, was given that car wash. He went and expanded and bought another car wash. And he has one down in Dallas as well. And he's looking to expand a little more, he said, in Oklahoma. I guess that's where he's really from. Needless to say, Mark gave up everything for a great, great reason for his family to be able to have everything, have the house, things like that. And I know you guys are saying men do that all the time. Sometimes they're ordered to do that. Well, this story has the best happy ending because Mark was able to go and get his family back. They worked that out. Mark paid for counseling, and it was a really moving story. Again, I'm only giving you bits and pieces kind of just so you can see the bigger picture. Mark let go. And Mark was, believe it or not, Mark is a young black man. Mark is in his 30s, he said, and I cannot remember, my apologies, Mark, exactly how old you are, but Mark is in his 30s, he's younger than me, and this is what he did. I did ask him why him and his relationship with his wife went awry, and Mark was a gambler. So, yes, Mark gambled a lot. Mark did everything a gambler does. So, the moral of the story is Mark let go of everything just to gain so much more than he had before. Again, yes, he got his family back. And at that point, when I saw him, he was with a little girl. Now, from my understanding, Mark's kids are a little older because this happened years prior to, you know, the day I met Mark. So I'm assuming that maybe that's a granddaughter, maybe that's a new little girl. I'm not for sure, but he is still married, as at least he was 3 months ago. You know, they were living life and all that good stuff. So, again, that's a story of how sometimes letting go, again, it's a liberation, not a loss. Even if you have to let go of something you love so much, I've had to let go of a person. And not only did I have to let go of that person, I had to let go of everything that surrounded them. You know those little goofy things on Facebook where it says, get rid of one of these people and all their music and everything they did goes? Well, that's true in real life. I've let go of a person. I tried to hang on to the memories, but of course, you know, that doesn't work. Letting go of a person means you have to let go of the memories, because keep the memories, you keep the person, you keep the connection, the contact. At least for me, that's the way it really truly was. So guys, letting go is not a loss, it's a liberation. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to jump into an affirmation. Of course, y'all know I have to throw out an affirmation. Man, the beginning of the year, this one is a little shorter than they normally are. I'm going with just something shorter. Just something you guys can listen to, vibe out with, get some feelings from, and you know, if you ever want to be a guest on Let's Talk at Pillow Talk, please DM me. I'm on IG at Let's Talk at Pillow Talk _. Remember, the at is spelled out. On YouTube, Let's Talk at Pillow Talk. Reach out, DM, let's get on this podcast. Also, if you guys are entrepreneur, if you want to come on and promote your business, promote your products, please DM me, hit me up. Let's Talk at Gmail. Let's Talk at pillowtalk at gmail.com. Go to YouTube, click like and subscribe. I really appreciate you guys listening to me tonight. So let's jump into these affirmations, shall we? So for this affirmation, I want you guys to repeat after me, or let me just say it for you. Clear your mind. I release what no longer serves my spirit. I choose peace over pain. I honor endings as sacred transitions. I am worthy of softness, clarity and alignment. What I let go of no longer has power over me. My heart is learning to breathe again. Make sure you guys repeat those 3 times. Whenever you want to let it go, release, repeat these affirmations. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me tonight, for trusting me with your heart, your thoughts, and your softness. Make sure you guys go and get our tea. What we were drinking this evening was Moonlight Harmony, Chamomile, and Lavender. You guys can get that at teamorrow.store, teamorrow.store. I do believe they gave me a... Yes. Okay, so y'all, they gave us a coupon. We have Pillow Talk 15. You're going to get $20 off at Tomorrow. It ends on January 30th. Also, First Talk 10. You're going to get 10% off of any order. And I believe Happy Holidays, 15% off of any order, 35 or more. And that was TEA-Morrow, MORROW.store. Make sure you go and get your favorite tea blends. Also, y'all know that they do put a blend together for you. So any blends that you want to put together, just give them a shout. Letting go is a process, not a moment. But tonight, you took your first step. Until next time, rest your mind, sip your tea, heal with me. Good night, loves.